relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
As Donald Trump started making plans to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, the New York Times reported a bombshell claim that Russia secretly offered the Taliban bounties to kill U.S. troops, according to quote-unquote American intelligence officials. That's the opening line from a piece from Bongino.com. Do you know Dan has his own incredible news website? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live across the nation on the Salem Radio Network and live streaming in great part thanks to Dan himself. After YouTube terminated account of America First because they're a bunch of fascists, we're on Rumble. Already more than 300,000 subscribers on our free America First channel, live streaming as we speak. Rumble.com/SebGorka, SebGorka. And Dan has his own website, Bongino.com, where this story is from. Let me continue, because this is perhaps the biggest story of the day. It immediately struck many as an implausible story. Why in the world would jihadists suddenly need financial incentive to target U.S. troops? I thought it's a holy war anyway. Doesn't that kind of undermine it a bit? You have to get paid to be in a holy war, which they've already been doing in Afghanistan for the past two decades. And what was Russia's end goal? Donald Trump immediately called the story a hoax and said that he never received a briefing based on these claims. 2 months after the Times report, that's the New York Times, let's be very specific here, not the Washington Times, not the New York Post, the New York Times report, a top U.S. commander in Afghanistan said he hadn't seen any evidence for the claim that Russians put bounties on U.S. troops. If the story were baseless propaganda, like Trump immediately said it was, it would serve two obvious purposes. To delay the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, which is exactly what my former boss wanted to do. And secondly, to escalate tensions with Russia. Now that Joe Biden is in office and is following through with Trump's plan to withdraw all of the troops from Afghanistan, The story is suddenly being refuted in what must be the most convenient timing ever. Yes, indeed. The swamp would do everything they can thwart to stop any Trump initiative. Now, only to allow Biden to now follow through with the same initiative, simply because he's not Trump. Back when President Trump said, get our troops out of Afghanistan. No, bad idea. Now, Sleepy Creepy's in charge. Oh, that's superb. And where do they plant this story? Where do they finally admit it's all a hoax? Well, pick a bunch of scumbag journalists. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of choices there, right? Isn't there, my friends? And the scuzziest of all, this is really the Daily Beast. Here's the embedded quote from the Daily Beast. On Thursday, can I do a beta male voice? Have I ever done that, Jeff? Is it possible for me to do a beta male voice?
It is Friday.
Am I allowed to do stuff like that on Friday?
Sure. Give it a try.
Okay. On Thursday, the Biden administration announced that U.S. intelligence only had, quote, low to moderate confidence in the story after all. What do you think? Is that good? Does that sound like Daily Beast?
It sounds a little bit like a CNN host on Sundays.
I don't do impressions, but I'll try and continue. Translated from the jargon of spy, the Daily Beast put the word spy world is one word in an article. Wow, they are real journalists. Are they in a sand pit playing with their G.I. Joes? Spy world. Translated from the jargon of spy world, that means the intelligence agencies have found the story is at best unproven and possibly untrue. Quote, the United States intelligence community assesses with low or moderate confidence that Russian intelligence officers sought to encourage Taliban attacks against U.S. and coalition Pakistan in 2019 and perhaps earlier, a senior administration official said. This information puts a burden on the Russian government to explain its actions and take steps to address this disturbing pattern of behavior, the official said, indicating that Biden is unprepared to walk the story back fully. Back to Bongino.com. Many couldn't help but notice the timing. Biden announced new sanctions against Russia today. But they're related to Russia's cyber attacks, actions in Crimea, and alleged election interference. I wonder, are they going to ship socks again? No. Well, it was blankets last time and socks that Obama shipped. When we were in the White House, we shipped Javelin anti-tank missiles to the Ukraine so that it could actually blow up some Russian tanks. Obama shipped blankets. Jeff, what do you think? Is it going to be pink pussycat hats now? What are they going to ship?
let me think about this. That's a good thing. Probably that. I'll give you that.
Or what about, they must have some of those iPods left over with Obama speeches. Do you remember like he gave to the Queen?
Oh, I thought you meant the Obama phones. Any of those left over?
Obama phones! That's a great idea. They're going to give Ukraine the Obama phones so they can call them when they're being invaded and say, can you send some more socks, please, Joe? Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed my little thespian. I let my hair down there, a little bit of voice acting, or not, as the case may be. Let's get serious. This story, as was, of Russians paying jihadists to kill American soldiers, which the president, President Trump, immediately called out as, can I say crap? I did anyway. Called, let's use a technical British term, bollocks, rubbish, a heaping, festering pile of horse manure. It was a lie. And only now that Biden's in office, somebody in the intelligence community wants to make Biden look good as he does a 180 on Afghanistan, wants to pull our troops out, can't allow that bounty story to still be floating out there. So what does the Daily Beast do? Volunteer, prostitutes themselves, because they are a bunch of not journalists, and say, yeah, we'll be your mouthpiece. Please give us that story so that somebody can quote unquote say from the intelligence community that it's no longer highly probable. We have low confidence in that story. So they whore themselves out to make Biden look good because all of our enemies know he's a senile old man falling up the stairs three times, unable to read a teleprompter. So they've got to burnish that piece of excrement. It's very hard to polish one of those. I know Mythbusters did it once, but they're experts. This has to be understood in one way and one way only. The intelligence community is still being allowed to be used as a political weapon. Whether it was the targeting of the Trump campaign, of us in the Trump administration, by the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA, or whether it is these fake intelligence reports being used to hurt President Trump and now burnish the reputation of one of the most dismal presidents in history, and he hasn't even been in office for 100 days. So much to discuss. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. It's Second Amendment Friday. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Jim Carafano, John Lovell, Boris Epstein, so much more. Dear friends, there has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
I haven't even mentioned the phone number, and the call board is full except for one open line. Al, Don, Dale, Ken, don't go. We need some ladies. Come on, ladies. Dial in. It's Friday. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We're going to have amazing guests. Jim Carafano, Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Baron, and the Warwick Poet Society's John Lovell. But first, we go to a lady who hails from the Granite State. I've got breaking news for her. Maybe she knows it already because she's that good. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has lifted the mask mandate for the state of New Hampshire. Trish, how happy are you?
Well, live for your die, right?
Right.
Listen, I mean, it takes on a new significance. Chris Sununu has done a really good job, I would say, with this whole thing. I mean, there have been times when I've been a little concerned about New Hampshire, only because I think that he could have been a little more trusting, much more like DeSantis was.
Yes.
In Florida. But overall, I commend him for keeping rates as low as they've been. And I'm happy to see that they've gotten so many people that want the vaccine, able to get the vaccine. And they're back open for business. I mean, you know, you just at some point kind of have to move on. You want to...
Oh, it's happening. We've been warned. There is a cell phone problem in America today.
Trish, are you there?
I'm here.
You're back. Okay, no, it's fine. We've been witnessing this. We've been told that there's some cable somewhere was cut and it's affecting calls. So you said it's a little, it's good news, but not as bold as it could have been.
Yes. Yes. I wish that he had done a little bit more, a little bit sooner. Listen, I mean, Governor DeSantis was clearly, the gold standard in all of this. But I like Chris Sununu a ton. I think he's got some really good values when it comes to the economy, and I think he's got a big political future.
All right. Well, we love New Hampshire, and the idea that, I mean, seriously, it's not exactly the most densely populated state of the union. Masks, come on, guys. Blimey. Okay. Trish, follow this lady, Trish_Reagan on Twitter, host of the Trish Intel podcast. You've got to subscribe. Also, the website, trishintel.com. You have so fabulously offered, we didn't even know you're going to do this, to edumacate. You're going to edumacate millions of Americans on this thing called cryptocurrency, because I think I'm like many Americans. I just don't get it. And you were there at the get-go.
Yeah. So listen, when you will get it, Seb, you will get it, because it's going to appeal to, I think, your sort of core sense of freedom. So I have been following Bitcoin from the very, very beginning. I was actually the first reporter to be on the scene. I remember it was a rainy Sunday night in New York City, and there was a nightclub that was going to take Bitcoin for the very first time.
When was this?
So I rounded in New York City in 2012.
Wow.
2012. So now we're going back a few years. And I called everybody. I said, we got to be there. And they're like, we can't get a crew together. No. We got to get a crew together. We got to be there. And so I was on the scene. They took Bitcoin for the very first time. And, back then, it might have been a big deal if it was fluctuating from 100 to 1,000, right?
Right.
And 1,000 was like crazy. Wow. Well, let me tell you, this has been just a tremendous, tremendous run-up, certainly within the last year. But I have a feeling a lot of this is tied to people's effective, distrust of government, right? People don't trust the government in this world. I mean, it's a global thing anymore nowadays. And so increasingly, as you have less trust, there's less trust in, say, the value of a dollar or, I hate to compare us to the Venezuelan Bolivar, but, Venezuela is a place where they love Bitcoin, right? Because they don't trust their own currency. And increasingly...
But Trish, explain this to me. There's a little bit of a dichotomy here. Again, I studied a bit of economics in postgrad. I'm not an economist by any way, shape, or form. But yet you can distrust fiat currencies because we've left the gold standard. It's basically funny money. It's monopoly money. But how is stuff that is, quote-unquote, mined on servers in kids' basements any less fiat than state currency?
Well, they can't. The states can't interfere. So right now, the Federal Reserve has made a decision that it's going to flood the world with dollars. Right. So it doesn't care if the value of the dollar goes down, because it thinks that it needs to flood the world with dollars so that we can recover from the coronavirus pandemic, and that the more dollars you have in circulation, the better. So I'm not going to get too in the weeds with you, but there are a lot of people that get very, very, very concerned about that, because when you start printing money, you really do devalue the dollar,
right?
And at some point it becomes like the runaway choo-choo train, right? Like you can't do anything. I mean, look at poor Volcker. Back in the in the 80s, it was trying to, in 70s, trying to deal with the inflation that was thanks to the Carter administration. And so we don't want massive inflation that's going to cause the value of the dollar to be eroded. And so the thinking is, if you have a quote unquote currency, something that people can transact in, because it's just based on the belief themselves in whatever that is, right? In this case, it's a bunch of digits on a ledger, on a computer ledger, but for whatever reason, because it doesn't have the government involved, Seb, telling us, okay, we're gonna put more out there or less out there, people are having faith in this.
So this is like a community currency.
It's like a community currency. But the other thing I'd mention is it became more apparent to me just exactly how important this might be in the future when you saw Parler, right, get its plug pulled right out right. over the weekend. Remember when Amazon Web yes. Services decided to come in? And I thought, well, gosh, you know, if you have a normal banking account, if the government decides we don't like you, we're going to just completely shut you down. What's the, you know, and I'm being very hypothetical here because one
more. It's not that hypothetical.
But they could come in and say, you know what, JP Morgan shut down her account. You know, right. it's over. And if they were to do that, you know, you really would have no recourse. Well, with Bitcoin, there's no central authority. There's no business that's running it, right? So they can't go after, say, a JP Morgan or an Amazon and say shut them down. And it's peer-to-peer technology. So even if, you know, the internet is shut down in your particular neck of the woods because the government just decides, you know, everybody on your street needs to be excommunicated, as long as you can find an internet connection somewhere in the world, your Bitcoin is still safe. It's still there. Your cryptos are still safe. So, you know, I've always been fascinated in it from sort of a philosophical economic viewpoint. But given what happened with Parler and this sort of realization that big government is increasingly, and you know this very well, Seb, encroaching on our freedom of speech and our ability to transact.
You're not referring to us being banned on YouTube a week ago.
No. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So we just received the 8-minute Cliff Notes. At the top of my Twitter feed, we're going to put it on Facebook right now. You've got to read her article, Dogecoin skyrockets on Elon Musk tweet up 18,000%. I just retweeted it with one phrase, educate yourself. Read Trish's piece. Follow her, trishintel.com, the Trish Intel podcast. If only for one reason alone, she's the first person in almost 2.5 years on my national radio show who used the phrase choo-choo train. Just do it for her. Have a blessed, blessed weekend. Trish_Regan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works and is providing liberty from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, my family members, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
Poor Stelty. We need to check this. I'm just looking at the social media feeds in the break. Eric, please look into this. Apparently 56 minutes ago from the AP, I need confirmation, guys. Don't take this to the bank. Raul Castro, the dictator in Cuba, has announced that he will retire as first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba. I guess they found another Castro to take over that benighted country. Okay, we have a full slate of calls. We have Nick Searcy joining us in the next segment, so we are going to take a couple of them right now. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. The ever-reliable Don from Los Angeles. Don, welcome back to America First.
Dr. G, great talking to you.
You are reliable. You are like a Swiss watch, my friend.
I like the Rock of Gibraltar or something good.
But less monkeys.
I like it. You know, by the way, did you get your books yet by any chance?
Which books?
The Drager books.
Which books?
The Drager books, the three martial art books.
I did! Oh my gosh, that guy's amazing.
Oh,
incredible.
Yes.
It took me back to my childhood because it had the Carter, it had the photographs on the inside. You're too kind, Don. All three of them. It's like three books you sent.
Yes.
God bless. Yes. Are you a judoka? Yes.
No. Actually, I've only had a little bit of it. I'm getting more into it. I started out in karate, then did Jeet Kune Do, then Penchak Silat.
Jeet Kune Do? That's serious. Okay, what is your... Which one do you favor? If you could only study one martial art, Don, which one is it?
You sure couldn't cut me down to one, but I would have to... Well,
but isn't Jeet Kune Do what Bruce Lee did?
Yeah. Jeet Kune Do is... part of it's a martial art, and part of it's an all-encompassing philosophy where you can look at all martial arts without prejudice. Yeah, so the Jeet Kune Do gives you access to all. So I would say the Jeet Kune Do.
Was that Dan Insanto as well? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah. I trained from him when he had his backyard school.
Are you serious with the Dan Insanto?
Yeah, I had an in because my old karate teacher and Mr. Inosando were great friends when they did karate together. And then he went with
What was he
his,
like as a sensei? I got to know. What was he like?
Incredible teacher. He had a way. He loved sports, and he could make a sports analogy to almost any sport and bring it back to martial art. And made me want to look at all sports to see, gee, what's about martial arts in this? Yeah, and what a wide-ranging intellect. He could make an analogy to anything and bring it back to martial art.
I just want you to say karate again. Say that again.
Oh, karate.
I love that. Karate. Not karate. Karate. I love it. What brings you to our fair shores today, Don?
Well, Dr. G, it really bothered me. I heard a news clip the other day. A lady is representing some of the protesters at the Washington Capitol. Was saying that a lot of them are being held without bail. A lot of them don't even have a public defender. So I was thinking, we have so many good people on our side, the ACLJ, the Alliance Defending Freedom, Judicial Watch, and high-flying lawyers like Mr. Cruz, the senator, the other senator, the southern one, the other one that was at the rally, Dr. John Eastman, so many good people.
Josh Hawley. You mean Josh Hawley?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right. I was blanking. They need to, because, I was telling Eric, they're letting all the Antifa and BLM people go free, actual rioters, looters that looted.
Let me just, for those who aren't tracking what Don said, this is one of the biggest scandals in terms of civil rights in America today. That we have individuals who are being charged with trespassing, who are still in custody since the January 6 investigations by the FBI. Just average Americans, didn't hurt anybody, didn't break anything, went into Congress on the day of the rally, who are in prison right now. I love that idea. Jeff, let's reach out to the ACLJ. Let's reach out to those great patriots there. I bet they've got to be looking into this case. Don, superb idea. I don't know what it is, but we've got to, whether it's a GoFundMe page, whether it's some kind of legal support mechanism, we have to help those who are incarcerated now, as nobody from BLM is in prison. Nobody from Antifa is paying the price for the $2.3 billion worth of damage done to this country in the last year. Don, as ever, a super high, not high value target, a high value caller. And thank you again for those fabulous books. You took me back to my childhood, buddy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls next year on America First. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
The quest for the MAGA truth is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
Oh, we understand here on America First. That's why you're tuned in. More than 3 million of you across America and then watching on our new live stream. YouTube may have terminated our account because they're a bunch of fascists. But Rumble, we already have more than 300,000 followers. Subscribe today. You can check out President Trump's exclusive interview with us on Tuesday. More than 30 minutes worth. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. I'm so excited to hear President Trump's new social media platform, as well as Mike Lindell's. It's coming up. Frank Speech, his new social media platform. In the meantime, support that great American patriot. Go to MyPillow.com. More than 24 corporations boycotting MyPillow because he's a conservative. Send the left-wing cancel culture fascists a message. Buy his products directly at MyPillow.com. And Mike's going to give you up to 66% off if you use my name. Call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. And I just got to share it with you. Biden footage live from the White House. He is meeting with a Japanese delegation with two masks on. He is in negotiations with two face masks on despite having had the vaccine. Who are the real science deniers? I guess our next guest will have an opinion on that. He is the man who he just, you know, you can just introduce him as the guy who filled in for Rush Limbaugh on the radio. But he has a much longer CV. Actor, producer, director. Let me just list a few of these. Castaway, The Fugitive, Head of State, Boston Legal, CSI. And of course, I don't know if I have to call him Chief Deputy. Chief Deputy Art Mullen on Justified. Nick Searcy, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much, Sebastian. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you are, you know, venturing into new waters. You've got one documentary under your belt, America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. You're working on your next one. Share with our listeners and viewers what you are focusing on and if there is a core message to your new productions.
Well, America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee, which I might mention is now available at salemnow.com.
Yes.
For streaming and download. That movie we made last year, and it was primarily, it turned out to be a movie about religious liberty, about freedom of religion.
And the threats to religious liberty in America.
Yeah, exactly. And this one, I'm making a sequel to it now that we're shooting now in Tulsa and actually interviewing Mike Lindell in a few minutes. But this one is
Give Mike our regards.
I certainly will. But this one's called The Trouble with Free Speech. And it's really about the attacks on the First Amendment that we're suffering through right now with our current regime, and how we can combat that. How and speaking to Mike Lindell specifically about new platforms, new ways of communicating, since the left is trying to destroy the old ways of communicating.
And you are actually on one of those new platforms. He's on Twitter. He's at Yes Nick Searcy. That's S-E-A-R-C-Y. Yes Nick Searcy. But he's also on nickcearcy.locals.com. Locals.com, the platform created with the support of our good buddy Dave Rubin, who will be on my show on Newsmax this Sunday. Don't miss it, the Gorka Reality Check. And Nick, it is a problem, isn't it? The problem of free speech, it is a problem for a certain political persuasion in America, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you can see it just by the way the media is portraying everything that happened on January the 6th, by painting everybody that went there as some sort of domestic terrorist or white supremacist, and saying that anybody that holds the opinion that the election was stolen doesn't deserve to have a place to voice that opinion. I mean, it's happening right now, and you know, you saw it even yesterday. There was something that came out yesterday where Twitter just completely shut down the New York Post and the Daily Mail and all these other...
And James O'Keefe yesterday completely terminated his account, Project Veritas.
Yeah. And so, it's happening. I mean, they want to pretend like, no, these people deserve it. But the name of my movie is The Trouble with Free Speech. And the reason it's called that is because the trouble with free speech is that you have to tolerate speech that you disagree with.
Yep.
Otherwise, there's no reason to have a First Amendment. You don't have to protect speech that you agree with. You have to protect speech
right.
that you don't.
Yeah, it's so obvious. You don't need to protect speech which is fine and doesn't offend you. It's the stuff right. that offends you that is the point. That's why we have the First Amendment. We're talking to film director, producer, actor Nick Searcy. Let me ask you this. As an avid consumer of films, of TV, of the Hollywood sausage factory, if you will. I look at recent trends, Nick, and I see two alternatives for Hollywood and for filmmakers. Either they're going to go woke and go broke. You look at how they destroyed the Star Wars franchise, on and on and on. Or the other thing is they're just going to make garbage for China, for communist China. Are there any other alternatives?
Well, I think what's happened is that Hollywood has basically destroyed its own industry.
Yes.
They have destroyed their reputation with at least half of the American people. And so as a consequence, what's happening in Hollywood now is that they're not making any products for an audience. They're just making products to impress each other.
Right.
And in a way, it'll continue to perpetuate itself for a while because that's the people that give them their next job. It's, you know, they don't have to impress the guy in Iowa who's watching television. They have to impress the leftist sitting next to them who says, you did a good job. You can be on my next leftist movie. So Hollywood has become this insular society that doesn't really suffer any consequences if the audience turns them off.
Absolutely. So
we have to build our own platforms and our own industry from here on out.
But we're
not going back to the Hollywood system.
But it's got to be good products, guys, not just stuff that's overtly conservative, but good stories. I always hearken back to Casablanca. It wasn't written as a patriotic celebration of America and individual liberty. It was a good story that celebrated those values. That's what we have to do. The movie, you can watch it, salemnow.com. Go to our platform, stream it, is America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and we can't wait. He's targeting a July 4th release for freedom of speech. The problem with freedom of speech, only if you're a leftist. Thank you, Nick Searcy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next. You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
Straight back to your calls, Lewis, Texas, line 5. Welcome.
Hey, Sebastian, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, but I wanted to give you an idea for the fence around the Capitol building.
Yes.
It's not to keep the American public out. It's to keep the swamp monsters in.
then the National Guard should be on the other side of the fence. I love it. I love it. Lewis, thanks for being a long-time listener, first-time caller. Stay on the line. Let's say thanks to him by giving him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You, too, can get your copy signed as well if you go to SebGorkaStore.com for all of your America First products. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. Yeah, the soldiers should be on the other side of the fence. Let's go to Dale in Detroit, line 3.
Hey, Dr. G.
Hey!
I just wanted to thank you for your suggestions last week. Well, actually, not you. It was Jim that suggested the two Vietnam movies.
Oh, don't thank me. Those were his. So did you check them out?
I binged them both last weekend.
So yeah. It was what was it, Spartans, and what was the other one?
Go Tell the Spartans and Firebase Gloria.
Yes. Go Tell the Spartans and Firebase Gloria.
Did you get a chance to...
I did not. I've had an insane week with my new TV show on Userback, so it's been a little bit crazy. Also, Monday I was off. I was in Fort Bragg with the Green Berets, but I'm going to have some time this weekend, so I'm going to check both of them out. But I can tell, Jim, they were good.
Yeah, they were both great. And can I ask you another question then?
Yeah.
How about, do you have any Westerns that you like?
You know, I don't know if I'm going to get my citizenship revoked here. I'd never been a big Western fan. It just never kind of connected with me. Unless it's Clint or it's the Duke. If it's the Duke or Clint, I'll watch it. Otherwise,
yeah, you can't.
Although I do love Lee Van Cleef. A Lee Van Cleef movie, pretty cool. But that's it.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with either of those.
All right, what about you? Are you a big Western fan?
Yeah, I got to say, science fiction, of course, I've called you out on that.
Stop shaking your head, Jeff. You just said that. He's sitting in front of me, operating the board. As soon as you said science fiction, he started shaking his head. He's so rude to our callers. I mean, really. Science fiction, go ahead, Dale.
Westerns and war movies and comedies. I like comedies. Yeah.
Well, I think you pretty much almost got it there. You got most of the categories there. You sound like a movie buff. Like I, if you
not
could,
a rom-com.
Not rom. Although not you got to say, when Harry met Sally, pretty classic. Yeah. There is too much pepper in my property cash is a classic line. Dale, you made Friday fun. Thank you, Dale. We get the best callers. Start with Don in the first hour with Dale. So much more next. Senator Marsha Blackburn.